Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's not in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen? Now, you remember we have covered here about the plan out of New York to give the migrants $1,000 a month, or up to $1,000 a month, 500 of them. They say this is a pilot program. They claim they're going to save money doing this, but going to spend $53 million of New Yorkers' tax dollars to give migrants this particular debit cards where they could spend at bodegas and grocery stores, and they claim they're supposed to buy food and baby products or whatever they want to buy, right? So now, you know, Joy Reid has came out, and Joy Reid is going to basically respond because what 50 had posted, but it was something that Joy says in here that really got on my nerves with the whole situation. So let's go ahead and play this video of what Joy Reid had to say, but what she's going to say here sounds eerily familiar from the 2020 election cycle.
Rapper 50 Cent posted on his IG page, on his Instagram, this post, which talks about a $53 million program that the current mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is launching to hand out prepaid debit cards to migrant families in New York. And he's quoting this New York Post article, the Rupert Murdoch-owned New York Post. Have to always throw that in, same people on Fox News, quoting this article about that program. Okay, so let's talk about it. Now, in the comments on 50's post, there are lots of people going off saying, you know, why are we giving this money to migrants when we're not giving that money to Americans? Lots and lots and lots of pro-Trump argle-bargle, because, of course, 50 ends his rant about it by saying maybe Trump is the answer. Really? Here's an important thing that you have to recognize, and this is a little bit more in the article. Not only will this provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food for their culturally relevant diets and the babies and the baby supplies of their choosing, but the pilot program is also expected to save New York City more than $600,000 per month, or more than $7.2 million annually. Why? Because New York City is already paying to feed these migrants who are in New York City shelters. They have a fiduciary duty to not let them starve to death. So they're already paying. Here's how much they're paying. According to City Hall, the savings are comparatively based on the current $11 per meal that the city is currently spending. The Post reported that a family of four could be provided nearly $1,000 each month, which comes out to just $35 per day for food. But they'd be buying food that they want, not food that's provided in the shelter. Let me explain why that is important. Food waste. Food waste has been a major problem at migrant shelter city, with new arrivals coming from countries around the globe wanting culturally familiar food. Yes, New York City is going to spend $53 million, which is a fraction of New York City's budget, in order to make sure that the people they're already paying to house and feed in New York City shelters are able to pick their own food and buy it, rather than waste the food that they're mass serving in these shelters that's being thrown in the trash. They're going to partner with a black-owned business and allow people to buy food at local bodegas, which is going to get those bodegas paid cash money. So they're saving money. They're doing what they already are doing anyway, spending less money on food, getting bodegas paid, and partnering with a black-owned business. This is why you got to Google and do your little research before you believe, you know, what anybody is saying. And so, you know, I don't fault 50 at all for posting, you know, about issues that are important to our community. I actually welcome people with huge platforms, black folk. We want everyone in the dialogue. But this is the reason that it's important to just get more information and have more information. If particularly you have a huge platform, we would really hope that people just have a little bit more before they post. But look, 50, stay in the dialogue, be in the dialogue. Happy to be in the dialogue with you.
Well, that was MSNBC host Joy Reid. Now, the issue that I took with what she said more so than anything else, and I've seen this reoccurring theme, is that anyone who speaks against this mass transfer of taxpayer funds to people who aren't even citizens of this country, who just came across because they wanted to, they didn't follow our laws, they didn't follow anything here in this country. When you speak against this, she's calling you MAGA, or they're calling you Trump supporters. So you remember last election when you spoke against the things they were doing, what were they calling you? Russian bots. So I guess the Russian bots aren't working anymore. So now you're just going out and say that anybody that speaks against this mess is MAGA. Well, okay. I guess everybody in the whole country is MAGA then. And if that's the case, I guess the whole country gonna vote for Trump. I mean, come on, this name calling that they do, instead of dealing with the issue at hand, instead of saying, hey, let's talk about this situation. No, you calling people names. That's all the Democrats are good for, is name calling instead of discussing ideas. And when they can't win an idea, then they go to using dirty tactics. Now, everyone should have a problem with this. You say, well, it's cheaper to do this instead of what we were doing before. Actually, I'm going to tell you what's even more cheaper than that. What's cheaper is return to sender. That's cheaper. See, when you return to sender, you don't have to feed nobody no more. You don't have to spend $53 million anymore because you return to sender. You see that? And you go back to your original location, and then you can eat there. And then you could live there. You see how that works? That will save a lot of money. And notice something. The Democrats are not asking any taxpayers, hey, what do you guys think about this? Hey, let's have a city council meetings. Hey, you know, let's put something on the ballot. No, no, no. You notice the pattern that they don't want you to participate in the process or speak about your tax dollars. They don't want your opinions. They don't believe in democracy at that point, right? They don't. I told you, they are the authoritarian Democrats. We're going to take your $53 million, give it over here. And when you New Yorkers are struggling to try to feed your families, you got people who don't have to pay taxes, who's not even working. They're not even working. So they don't work. Then they in the shelters complaining because you're not giving them the food that they want. Like the nerve. And my thing is, not only the nerve, but that you're accommodating that. That's the, that, like I said, as black folk, nobody accommodates us for anything. Then you're trying to gaslight people and say, oh, well, it's like the SNAP program. This is a problem. The SNAP program is paid by taxpayer dollars to American citizens who pay into the system. This program is being taken away from the taxpayers and given to people who pay no taxes. None. And that's supposed to be okay because, hey, we're saving money. You would never save money giving away free stuff. I'm telling you that. Listen, it's a reason in God's wisdom where he wanted, he said that man is supposed to work. It's a reason in the scripture that taught if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. You know why? Because if you just give somebody something for free, it doesn't incentivize them to go to work. You understand? If you have a child, your own child in your home, and if you just give your child everything, you create a very spoiled child, a spoiled adult that can't do anything for themselves because all they have to do is ask you. They don't have to go get it how they live. You look at this current society we have today with some of the younger people because they didn't have to go out there and work and get it. That's why they having a hard time with this economy a little bit more than others because they're not used to hustling. They don't know how to hustle like that. They used to being inside the house, not knowing how to get out there and make a dollar. You know what I'm saying? They're not used to going to try to just cut yards or maybe shovel snow or something like that, or rake some leaves or do something to try to make some money, you know, in different neighborhoods. That's not what they want to do. Well, just as much as we having that problem, now we got people that come in and they have gotten entitled. I'm not getting my cultural food. I know a good place where you can get your cultural food in your homeland. They make all the cultural food you want in your homeland. If you was actually doing things the right way, you can buy your own cultural food. But see, this is what happened. Okay, Mayor Adams, New York City, City Council. Okay, you give them $53 million. You give them $1,000 a month. Watch what happens with that. It's going to get worse. Because y'all are creating a horrible, horrible monster in New York. Just as much as Brandon Johnson was creating it too. But Mayor Adams, you kind of stepped it up a little bit more than Brandon Johnson on the giveaways and the freebies that you're doing. Now, you're creating tension in New York with the citizens and with the migrants. Then on top of their entitlement they're feeling, they're committing crimes. There have been reports of them having rings they're stealing from people, going to Florida and selling the things that they're stealing and going right back to New York. So now they're having interstate crime rings. They're doing that here in America. And the Democrats, you're not saying anything, but you're facilitating it. Now, I'm not saying every migrant is doing that. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is you're creating the environment for crime. You're creating the environment. You're giving away things that they couldn't even get in their own homeland. And they're not grateful for it because they want more and more and more and more. When you tell them, hey, you have to leave that hotel and go figure something else out. They're mad. They're angry. They want to protest in the street because you're putting them out of a five-star hotel that they're not paying for. And you don't expect them, nobody in America, to say nothing about it, or you're MAGA. Okay, if we got to be MAGA to speak against what's right and wrong, if you want to label Trump or MAGA as the voice of reason, if you want to label everybody MAGA to say about common sense, if you want to label everybody MAGA to talk about their tax dollars, if you want to label everybody MAGA for saying that, hey, wait a minute, I didn't get to stay in a free hotel. I don't get free rent. I don't get a free mortgage. I don't get anything. If everything that everyone say is MAGA, do you know what you're really saying? You're saying that MAGA has it right. MAGA got common sense. MAGA should be speaking up even more against this mess. You're literally handing Trump a platform that he wasn't even on, calling people MAGA. Because see, you got people like me, I lean into it. I'm not going to be, oh, no, don't call me MAGA. Okay, if that's what I got to be called to be speaking up against what is right and wrong, call me MAGA. I don't care. Name calling don't bother me. It rolls off my jacket like water off a duck's back. That's an everyday thing for me. I've been doing this a hot minute, so call us MAGA. Call us MAGA, call us whatever you want to call us. But we have a right as taxpayers to speak up against that issue and problem. And don't you let them call you MAGA or Trump supporters or whatever, because you're saying, hey, wait a minute. If you're going to give them $1,000 a month, then you better give every New Yorker in that city $1,000 a month, just like you gave them. Because how I look at it, that's a form of discrimination. So New Yorkers, they're not struggling for food. They don't need help. But this group of people you're giving them, you're discriminating. Either you all get it or nobody get it. Like I said, y'all need to be filing lawsuits against these Democrats in these cities to stop these programs, to get injunctions and everything, because these programs should not be discriminatory. Because it is discriminatory. There's New Yorkers that's homeless that's not getting this card. You claim it's a pilot program for 500 people, but it's not the homeless. You got homeless veterans that's on the street. Are you giving it to them? What about people that's suffering? You're not giving it to them. If it's coming from taxpayer dollars, then every New Yorker should have it, period. I want to see, you know, you got old Edward Blum out here suing people behind some freaking college. I mean, where's the people that are going to sue New York behind this stuff? Because it's discriminatory. Everybody deserves to eat, not just one group of people. And it's not like they wasn't eating, y'all. They were eating. They claimed that they were wasting food because they didn't get their cultural meals. They didn't like what is being served, so I'm going to throw it away. I would look at what food you're wasting, and I'll just reduce it down to, okay, this is the meal time. This is what you're going to eat. If you don't want it, throw it away. I don't care. But this is what it is. You come over here demanding food in the way that you want it, and you're not working for it. That's an insult to New Yorkers. They got to go work for their food. So if you want some salmon, you got to go work for your salmon. You want a steak, you got to go work for that. But them, they can go get salmon, steak. They go whatever they want now off of your dime. While you trying to figure out what you're going to fix for food, because eggs has then got up to $8, $12 in some places. While you trying to figure that out, they walking right past you and like, oh, here's my card. And you're going to be looking like, and Mayor Adams, do you really think the people's going to look at them like, oh, that's pretty good. I support that. You're creating a problem. But vote blue no matter who, guys. Vote blue. Oh, and also, you know what else the Democrats are saying? Jamie Harrison, he's saying that because black people are not supporting Biden, we're not supporting him because of disinformation. Not because of things like this. It's disinformation. Because once again, black Americans are just so uninformed. They're so silly. They're just ignorant. That's why they're not supporting Biden. Not because you take an issue about your tax dollars going to people who's become arrogant, who's committing crimes, getting away with it, literally in your face. Because how many black people could go and even brush up on a cop without getting beat up or shot in New York? How many? But the migrants can go kick a cop in the face and get out without bail. Now, I know they got there, ended up arresting them, I think in Phoenix, somewhere around there, but they wouldn't even got no bail. You understand? So black people see that. Black people in Chicago see how Brandon Johnson is giving them $9,000 for rent, putting them up, but you got the homeless population in Chicago outside. Then you look at what's happening in Denver right now. You got brothers and sisters in Denver. They're overwhelming Denver. But you don't supposed to say nothing about that. That's disinformation. Everything you see with your eyes is disinformation, guys. It's disinformation, ladies. I mean, these people still play. That's why I say I even hate the words disinformation and misinformation because of the Democrats. I literally hate those words. Because it's not what you see, that's not what it is. Just go out there and vote Biden 2024, Biden Harris. What? Listen, at this stage in the game, if you go vote for that, and I'm talking to black people, I'm not talking to nobody else right now. You go vote for that. They just said that about 6 million people didn't cross that border in the past few years he's been in office. 6 million that he led in this country. You go vote for Biden again, he is going to be 20 million by the time you get out of office. More going to be in your neighborhood. They're going to take not only your community centers. They already started doing that. Your schools, they say in Denver, they flooding the schools. And now the schools are in a deficit because their children have been just mass going to their schools. They're not paying school taxes like the homeowners are and all of that. Now, did we not post in the last podcast that Trump warned that this would break America, this would bankrupt America, and he said there were politicians in that chamber that was okay with America being bankrupt and literally destroyed? Now, all those people like Nancy Pelosi and all of them, look into their net worth. Look how rich they are. Go just pull the net worth of all those Democrats that are supposed to be looking out for you. See, the migrants don't bother them. They're getting paid by the corporations to facilitate it. You got to understand that. Eric Adams is giving a bag to McCoffey, which is, it claims is black owned. And the guy, Wole Coaxum, he's so-called black. But if you look at the guy, you're like, I don't think he's black American. Now the name Wole Coaxum, you understand? So you're transferring money there. All the supermarkets, but look, everybody getting a bag off of this. You understand? Only certain people benefiting off of this migrant crisis. But the rest of you, you're just paying for it. On top of all the money they're giving out to Ukraine and the money they have given out to the Israel-Palestine conflict. And all this money just going to everywhere except you, the taxpayer. Then on top of that, a lot of you are owing taxes that you've never owed before. Then Biden wants to, with the Department of Labor, basically shut down the gig economy by transferring you from independent contractors to employees of companies because too many of y'all been getting too many tax breaks by being 1099 independent contractors. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what he's doing. These Democrats sit up here and tell you that they're going to go after the rich. Well, you have to understand, the Democrats are the rich. How are they going to go after the rich when everything that Biden and them be doing is harming the small man and woman in America? Do y'all look at the net worth of those Democrat politicians that's talking to you about all the rich and they don't pay their fair share? They're the rich and they're not paying their fair share either. You know what I'm saying? They get y'all riled up saying, we got to vote for them. We don't pay their fair share. And then when it's all said and done, it's going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt them because they're the rich too. They don't want to pay taxes either. Their Republican so-called enemies, they go to lunch together. Have y'all ever been to court and have you seen two opposing attorneys like just arguing in court and going off in court against each other? And have you sat in the hallway and watch those same attorneys just laughing and talking with each other and going to lunch? That's the exact same thing that Democrats and Republicans on the Hill do. They don't hate each other. They go eat with each other. They hang out with each other. You're thinking, oh, man, they can't stand each other. That's all political theater. They cool with each other. They got each other's phone numbers. They are good with each other. Trust me. And both of them, Democrats and Republicans, at the end of the day, they're going to be good because they're all rich. It's you. In Main Street America is the one that's not going to end up well with this migrant crisis. See, Biden, you could even vote him out tomorrow in November, right? Biden's going to go back to Delaware and live good. Biden's a millionaire. He got money. All the Democrats, they come into Congress, don't have a lot of money. All of a sudden, look up millionaires. In a few short years, like, where all this money come from they get, right? So the Democrats are benefiting off of this migrant crisis on the back end with their corporation buddies. You better understand that. This is why they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at Trump, not for him to get back in there. Because they know Trump is going to disrupt all that, and they don't want that. But Joy Reid, you have to understand, people like her, she's just a mouthpiece. She's a tool, you know, for the Democrat Party. She is. So that's why they had to jump on 50 and how dare 50 say maybe Trump is the answer. Well, yeah, because Trump has a proven record of getting them and making sure they go back to sender. He has a record of that. And everybody in the country know it. That's why they're fighting for him not to get in there, because all these so-called crimes that he did, they could have prosecuting him as soon as he got out. All of a sudden, he want to run for office and get close in there. Now you try to throw every case you can at him. I mean, come on. We all see it's political. That's why people still supporting Trump the more you throw at him, because everyone see it's all political in theater. This is like what they do in third world countries. Everyone see this. Everyone see it. So Joy Reid going to do what Joy Reid do, but no, everybody is not no doggone MAGA. And if speaking some common sense and fighting for our tax dollars is MAGA, okay, well then I guess everybody should just vote for MAGA then, right, Joy? Because that's what you're saying. Like, if we want to fight for our tax dollars in this country, that means we're MAGA, then you just literally making Trump the moral authority of everything in America.